At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, it makes me think of Bob's Movie Club.
Oh,
why are we? Man. Why did
because
that?
I
what's this week?
Work in this
well,
thing.
No, but tell me what's this week.
The Napa Valley Wine Train.
Oh,
you hear it? It'll start the next. I'll get it. I'll figure it out.
Okay,
I'll get it.
I
all
just
set
need to know what
up.
This week. This week.
Yeah.
Very good. Very well done. Yeah. What a tease.
River Terrace Inn.
I'm more excited now than I would have been.
Yeah. 6:05 on today's show with Jane.
It's like you did it on purpose.
Yes. I just, you know, I thank you for noticing.
You're a damn marketing right. genius.
Well, I make it seem like a mistake, but really, oh, totally planned. Oh. Hey, everybody. It's time to get you some tickets for Outside Lands. You can pick your day. Right now, take the word present or present. One of those. P-R-E-S-E-N-T. And text it to our contest line, 20357.
That is one of those.
It is.
Just like Windy Windy.
Yeah. What are those called? Homonyms sound the same.
I don't know. But Windy Windy is also present and present.
Mm-hmm.
Your
and
turn.
Dessert and... No.
No, that's
desert
not.
Dessert. Like if you desert someone.
Oh, okay.
Or you're stuck in the desert. You got one?
Now you really got to get
Bob.
One.
You got to get one.
We'll wait. It's fine.
No, we're waiting.
This is a perfect time for me to fix my mustache.
Oh, my God. That I was thinking to myself that you definitely should fix your mustache.
Still nothing. All right.
Oh, God.
Well, Bob, didn't come through for us. First time. I might actually have to write this down.
For once, she failed at something.
Yep.
All right.
Look at her. She's breaking her brain.
She is breaking her brain.
She's staring at the ceiling and breaking her head.
A word that's pronounced two different ways. How about row and row?
Don't help her.
Oh, I'm trying to.
What are you doing?
I'm just trying to think of some of them.
Don't
I wonder what
think
the word
of
is.
Some of
there's
got
to be a name for that, right? Something that's pronounced two different ways, but is spelled exactly the same.
Tomato and tomato.
No.
Yes. Well done. I mean, close enough, really, is what I meant to say. Okay. So present or present is this hour's code word. Text it to our contest line 20357. You'll be entered to win a pair of one-day pick-your-day tickets to Outside Land starring Doja Cat on Friday, Gracie Abrams on Saturday, Hozier on Sunday. But check the whole list because there's a lot of people. You might be like, oh, God, I have to go on Friday because of these two bands. And so many more bands and so many stages and so much to do. You'll be running all around Golden Gate Park. Text present to our contest line 20357 and be in the running for Outside Lands tickets August 8th through the 10th, Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. Present or present is this hour's code word. Over on the Billboard, congratulations to Alex Warren. He has now spent 6 weeks at number one. Not consecutive, but congratulations.
Tear and tear.
She did it. Did someone text you that?
Nope.
Good job. That's a good one.
Let me check the text. She may be lying. Yeah, it's right there. Jesus.
I don't even have access to the
Bob,
text.
What are you doing? It's right there. It's at the very top. Look at this. It's at the very top of the page.
I swear to God, I wouldn't lie.
Oh, look. Polish and polish. Lives and libs. That's good. There's some good ones here, people. That's good. You guys are so smart. Super smart. Okay, so number one this week is Ordinary, Alex Warren. Congratulations to him. He was number one last week. He's number one this week and 6 weeks total at number one. It's a big deal. Drake debuts a song in the second position. What did I miss? Second place.
Drake.
With a bullet, yeah.
All right.
And then it's, let's see, a bunch of Morgan Wallen songs. At number five is Shaboozy, a bar song. So it's still top 10. I don't know that it'll ever recapture number one, but it was there for, I think it tied the record and was 1 week short of actually beating it. We've got somebody on here with a song called Golden. Here's the name of the act. Hunter, all in caps, HUNTR/X, Hunter X, colon, EJAE, plus Audrey Nuna and REIAMI, Rayami. And it's a K-pop thing.
Okay.
And I really did think to myself, that is a mouthful of different words, but apparently it's some kind of it's a soundtrack piece. It's like from an original soundtrack from a movie. I think that is called Golden.
That it's so. From K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, K-pop Demon Hunters. You are correct.
Why do you?
Because I read that and then I like immediately let it go out of my mind. And I'm like, it's from some soundtrack. And you're like, it's K-pop Demon Hunters. I'm like, you are amazing. How do you do it?
I have kids and that is their favorite movie right now.
Oh.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
So it's so far, let's see, it's been on those charts for 3 weeks, and this week it's number six. Golden is the name of it.
I will be in the kitchen while that's on and have to leave. It's such pop sugar music, like soundtrack on repeat through the whole movie that there's a point where you just go, I need a break.
Right.
I'm going to go.
This is not for me.
It's for them, though. They love it.
Yes.
Love
it. And whatever kids love, you're like, you know what I love? Watching you love things.
You should love that. And yeah. I'll be in the other
room. Continue loving it. That's of your time.
Right.
Embrace that, because all the kids your age when you're 30 are going to remember K-pop Demon Hunters, which actually sounds like something I would like. Demon Hunters, come on.
It's cool.
Also in the rest of the top 10, Luther is at number 7, Morgan Wallen, Lose Control, Teddy Swim, still, it's unbelievable. That is, that was a former number 1 song, been on the charts for 99 weeks. I lose control, and Die With a Smile stays in the top 10. So that's Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. That song, man, that had some real staying power. How long has that been on the charts? Let me look. 47 weeks.
Gosh,
almost a year.
He really is the cheat code, isn't he?
He really
Not
is.
Not that she needs any help.
I know, right? It's amazing. Maybe I'll save that. I did write a K-pop or not game, but would you rather wait? Maybe I'll make that today's game.
Yeah, whenever you want.
I'll do it. We'll do it at 9:45.
It's a movie. The movie itself is about the K-pop boys, I believe, are stealing souls of their audience. And the K-pop demon hunters are the ones trying to protect the party people.
I see.
From having their souls stolen.
Are they like the girl K-pop girl? So the girls are trying to protect the souls from the
dudes. Except one of the female K-pop stars has the markings of being part demon.
Oh.
So she has some of the darkness within her that she has to fight, not only in herself, but also when she's fighting the demons. They are like, you're one of us.
Oh, so there's like a pull toward the dark side.
Join us. We're your family.
It's like a Luke Skywalker situation where he's got, Anakin was his dad, and so he's got a strong pull to the dark side.
It's a whole thing, man.
But Obi-Wan really put the light in there.
And then they sing.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I didn't think there was any way it could get better. And then the singing started.
Right.
Speaking of singing, Fred Armisen doesn't do any of that on his new album. Fred Armisen is he's a guy from SNL. He's from Portlandia. He's very funny. Was he Uncle Fester in Wednesday?
And Wednesday, by the way, is like 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're close.
No, 3 weeks away.
Yep. Oh, your kid's got a countdown
going. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he is wildly talented.
I'm with you. I really didn't love him that much on SNL, but post that, I've really, he also sits in with Seth Meyers a lot, because he's a drummer.
He's a musician.
So yeah. He will sit and he does these funny little bits with Seth and then sits in on the drums and stuff. It's pretty fun. He's a very like weird, random, sort of like his humor is somewhat detached from reality. Like it's kind of funny. Anyway, he's got a new album. And it's called 100 Sound Effects.
Okay.
And it's 100 Sound Effects.
I don't want to hear it.
It's his favorite songs. Everything from a bouncing basketball to the sounds of people booing in a small theater. It's coming out September 26th. And he just said, I wanted to create a number of specific and evocative sounds not typically found on more traditional sound effects records. Because for those of you who aren't in the business of making sound, sound effects are a thing. They're like a commodity. And I remember olden days before the internet when you can just like go in and say, please, the sound of X, Y, or Z, which is widely, you know, you can pretty much type in anything and find a sound effect for it. You would have to buy, they were called sound effect and bed libraries, like the music that you would play underneath a commercial or something. They were all like licensed for that.
When I was breaking into radio, those were things that you had to have in your collection.
You did.
You'd buy the CDs and then you'd find
bring
the things
them with you.
And you'd cart them up.
Yep.
And have them ready.
Ready to go.
You know, there's an actor that probably, I'm pretty sure Bob doesn't know this actor, but that I believe he was in the Police Academy movies, and he's a black guy. I don't know his name, but
he
did.
He's the king of sound effects.
And he's just gone now. Like, for a minute there, he was on the late night shows and did movies, mm-hmm. and now he's just nowhere to, I don't, maybe
they
he's retired.
They call him like the human sound effect machine, mm-hmm. the human sound machine. Yeah, he was amazing.
Michael Leslie Winslow.
You know that guy?
There we go.
Did you ever see him before this moment?
No.
Yeah, he was in a lot of stuff.
But he would do all this like really he was great at all the police sounds.
The man of 10,000 sound effects.
Oh, I knew he had some kind of a title. So anyway, this album is set for release on September 26th, and it is called 100 Sound Effects.
All right.
And then, of course, he goes into all his sort of like off-track ethereal thinking about, you know, I just really want, I thought, we need more haunted house sounds. Like, okay.
Bow and Bow.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Good one. Yep.
I just wanted to
see. Any other ones?
No, well, there's, I mean, Close.
Did someone say what that is called?
No.
When some,
oh, Close and Close. Mm-hmm. Live and Live.
Yeah.
That one got me. What was,
Even Read and Read, I guess.
What was the album that...
Live. It was called Throwing Copper.
No. You got that part. Kurt Cobain's wife, what's her name?
Courtney Love.
Courtney Love did an album with Hole called Live Through This.
Oh.
And then I went, I mean, Live Through This. Like, it's got to be. It can't be Live Through This. What the...
That's funny. Damn, I was thinking of the band Live.
No, I remember screwing that up, though.
It's a new song from Live.
Damn it.
Some of the sound effects on Fred Armisen's new record are Needle on Record, which is always good. That's a good one. You know, just hearing it, right? The popping mm-hmm. hiss. Drum sound check at medium-sized venue. Guitar tuned, but still somehow out of tune.
Fred Armisen was married to Elizabeth Moss, the actress.
Fred Armisen was married to Elizabeth Moss.
That's what they're saying right
June
here.
June from, well, Peggy from Mad Men and June from The Handmaid's Tale.
Yep.
I did not know that.
They're not married still, though. Was married is how they wrote that.
Wow.
Fred Armisen will be performing in Santa Rosa on September 19th.
Oh, that's right before his record comes out.
Heteronym.
That's what...
Words spelled the same with different pronunciation meaning.
Thank you. You're heteronym. Amazing. Thank you. All right. So there you go. There's Fred Armisen's album of 100 sound effects. Plus, we learned about heteronyms. Do you think they're screwing with us because a homonym is two words that are spelled differently but are pronounced the same way?
Yes.
So they're effing with us.
I think so.
I've never heard of a heteronym.
I haven't bothered to Google it, though. It's more fun this way.
Yeah, let's just go with it. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Heteronym. Each of two or more words that are spelled identically but have different sounds and meanings, such as tear meaning rip and tear meaning liquid from your eye.
Oh, it is real.
Good example.
I know. Look.
Heteronym.
Now we know. Do you want to tease me?
Oh, what did you say? Sorry, I was looking. Is it my time?
It is.
No, I do not want to tease you.
All right.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can check out our full show podcast, the whole show, whenever you want to listen to it. The Sarah and Vinny full show podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app. Also, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Pick Your Date Outside Lands. All this week, listen on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 5.05 p.m. for the code word. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win a pair of one-day Pick Your Date tickets to Outside Lands, starring Doja Cat on Friday, Gracie Abrams on Saturday, Hozier on Sunday, and so many more. August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment.
So good.
So, 10:05.
Yep.
There's your hint.
With Mason.
There's your clue. Now you know. Only 37% of couples go to bed at the same time. Does that surprise you?
No. Not really. Hardly anybody's routine's exactly the same, you know?
I don't sleep in bed with my wife, and I know you don't sleep in bed with your husband.
Right. Our hours are just so crappy.
You don't miss it at all, though, do you?
I do, in that I know he kind of does.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely miss it.
He said a couple times, like, well, you know, after you retire someday, you'll move back in with me. I'm like, yeah.
No, I will.
Will you?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
It's hard right now, but that's because she's got... Like one of the other things from this is a sleep study, actually. So they're calling this All's Fair in Love and Sleep. And they're talking about married couples and how they behave with bed. And
yeah.
And so one of the things is, I wish we had a no screens in bed rule. Well,
make it.
Ask for it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what are you? You're sitting there telling the study.
Yeah.
You wish you had that, but you're not trying to. But I can see if your partner's like, F no.
Yeah.
I need, but that's one of the things, like she'd get into bed and she'd be all, okay, I know you're trying to sleep. I will make a nest facing the other direction and all this while I'm now awake. Like right. I've fully woken up.
She's creating a nest next to you.
And then she gets her iPad put in up against some other thing so that she doesn't have to hold it. And now she's laying down watching. And I'm just like, this is not going to work. We cannot do that. And then, you know, there's the evening shower, the walkthrough. So it can be very difficult to have a relationship if you're not on the same time schedule.
Yes.
I think even on the same, if you both work at 9 a.m., I can still see where one of you is like, you go to bed and you fall asleep and I'll come in behind you.
Right. And, you know, there's so much attached to the marriage bed, you know? But it's not, when we're talking about an individual getting sleep, everybody, some people are light sleepers, some are really heavy sleepers or snore, or some people have to read before they go to bed so that light has to be on, or they're, these days, it's harder than ever to say no screens because my book's on my Kindle, on my phone. Like that is...
Well, your Kindle won't light up the same way an iPad will.
No, and I can turn it down.
Right.
But when the room is completely dark, because John would come in when I used to sleep in that room, he would come in hours after I'd gone to bed. I would wake up and he would have a light that lit the whole room. It doesn't matter how dim it is. And he's reading his book. I know he's just reading, but the whole room is lit up now. I'm like, okay, well, now I'm just awake. It's 1 a.m. and I have to get up in 2 hours.
Only about 1 in 3 married couples added sleep products to their wedding registry.
Oh.
But the ones that didn't wish they had.
What do you mean sleep products?
Well, like pillows, bedding, A mattress.
Oh.
All could be mattress. Things that you could get for your wedding and you just shine it on thinking, well, no, we need.
Yeah.
A bed is a good thing to need.
It is.
And some of you might be, I mean, I don't know, you've probably, most of us are getting into relationships and older in life and not.
Bringing a lot of stuff with us already.
But if you're not in a king size bed, you better at least have a queen. Otherwise, you two are, that's not going to work out.
Yeah. The king size bed is such, it's just so great.
I miss the evening cuddle and the spoon. You know, I like the spoon. But I also like the roll away and fall asleep.
Yeah.
Thing,
you know? And the nobody tossing and turning next to me on the bed is also great. And to be able to just like spread my arms and legs out under to find the coldest spot on the bed, you know, just, I love that. I sleep like a starfish every night, just arms and legs flung wide.
Half of people say they wish they had a no screens rule in bed, but the other half say, screw you, I'm using my screen.
Yep.
It's a bummer.
Yeah, it's hard, but and because things are so attached to it. Like, what? You don't sleep in this? Is everything okay?
Younger people seem to be doing better with the separate beds thing. Almost half say they're cool with sleeping in separate beds for better rest.
Well, I actually hope that my kids take that from our relationship. Like, me and John are pretty solid, and we haven't slept in the same bed since Sean vacated that room in 2022.
Over a third. Awesome. Would consider ending a relationship over sleep issues, whether it's snoring or something. I mean, the snoring is you might think it's fine initially, but a lifetime of it will change for you.
Mm.
You will find it less. Sarah, your hand is up.
How's Christina doing since her nose surgery?
Amazing.
Is the snoring over? Or
I wouldn't
is it just
say it's
much
over,
less?
But it's much less. And she's also getting better rest when she does sleep.
Mm.
So, yes, the surgery she had done, she had a septoplasty, I think it was called. They had to.
So her nose was sort of mushed to the side or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it had a
lean to it.
I don't know what you'd call that, a bend to her nose.
Crooked. She had a crooked
nose. And they straightened it.
Oh.
And after looking at her face for however many years, no one notices it more than me.
How funny.
Most people don't even notice it, right. But
does
I
she,
am.
Does she look in the mirror and go,
she
oh
can
my
see
God,
it.
There
yep.
it is.
Absolutely. They straightened it.
Funny.
It's visibly different. Even
she
though.
Had a great nose. Is it
I
still?
I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, I did think of the snoring though. That is not something that's easy to ignore.
No, it is hard. And sometimes someone just snoring in the house is enough. Just when everything's quiet and you can hear it drifting from across the house, you're like, oh my God.
Anyway, think about that for the people who are getting married. Maybe put some sleep products on your registry. Good pillow.
Yeah.
Good I've gone great. Through a lot of pillows finding the best pillow.
Yeah. Which one? Do you have a brand? Because I am currently needing to get a new pillow. My pillow is just sort of dying.
There's a pillow that I would recommend to anybody that's sold at Costco. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's called a Nectar.
Nectar.
Nectar. Let me see if this is what it is before I put it out there.
All right.
Because they're selling them at Costco, so they're
widely available.
They're not nearly as expensive as some pillows
oh
can
my
be.
God. Yeah, some pillows are so expensive.
Let me see if this is it.
How long have you been using it for? Is it one of those ones that's like a memory foam thing and then your neck goes over the hump in it?
It's kind of like that, but it's not like that. So, no, it's not a Nectar. I will find out.
Could it be, now could it be Peepster?
Now I'm caught on the Bumble. Air in the middle of wanting to
it's
get info,
fine.
But
somebody
I can't get
text
info.
Somebody will text us what the number is.
It's ah!
Nectar.
These states are America's worst for quality of life.
Oh, Alaska.
Oklahoma.
Oh.
Arkansas.
Oh, really?
Alabama.
Quality of life.
Georgia.
Oh. What are they basing this on?
Utah.
Utah?
Utah.
Everybody loves Utah.
Weaknesses, child care, worker protections, and air quality.
Oh.
Texas on the list. Worst states for quality of life. Tennessee. I thought for sure Michigan and Detroit would be on that list, but nope.
Hmm.
There you
why,
go.
Why are you catching strays? Why is Detroit catching strays?
how it goes.
I've heard. I've just heard that, you know.
Well, I've lived there.
Oh. You lived in Detroit?
Yeah.
Tell us everything.
It's a little quiet, but...
You mean in terms of excitement and fun things to do?
Yes.
Okay.
But in terms of cities, like coming out of the pandemic, it's going very strong. It's got great sports. Like all of the stadiums are within walking distance of each other. So that's a really cool vibe in the spring and the summer. And lots of cool different neighborhoods.
Okay.
I wonder if she knows Spike. Our old producer, Spike, was on a morning show for years in Detroit.
Many, many years.
Like 25 years.
Interesting.
And then there was just a breakup.
There was a show I listened to every single day.
Who was the main guy?
I don't remember. But then all of a sudden one day they weren't on anymore.
Oh, well, that's radio. What happened to them?
Yeah. That is radio.
That's an unfortunate reality of...
We hope you never have to get used to that.
Our business.
That is the way.
We've decided to make a change. Oh, what are we going to change? You.
Yeah. Goodbye.
What?
Goodbye. It happens.
Yes.
I sold the station. I made so much money. Good for you. Yeah, you guys are out. You got 6 weeks.
That's a real life speech that we sat through.
I bought this place for $3 million. I just sold it for $20
million. I had moved to Philadelphia.
Like 6
only
months.
Only like a couple. I was only there 6 months.
Right.
I had moved there, and 2 months into my time there, the owner comes in and calls everyone in for a meeting. And I was like, oh my God, I just
it was like between
got here
Thanksgiving and Christmas that he announced it. And we're all like, and we had to keep coming to work. They're like, you have to work here for 6 more weeks.
Yep.
And we're like, but we hate you and we want to leave. We were actually petitioning for jobs on the air.
I give him credit though. Even though I never took him up on it, he was like, he pulled me aside after and he goes, what were their names? Jared.
Oh, yeah. It was Jared.
He pulled me aside and he goes, listen, I know you just moved here and I am so sorry. And I can pay to move you home if that's what you need. You know, I feel terrible.
And did you say, yes, I'll take the money?
No.
Why?
Because I just didn't. At that moment, I wasn't sitting there thinking anything. I was just like, what do I do? How do I?
Oh, boy.
Where do I go from here?
I don't know what you're going to do, but it's going to take money. Yes, I need $10,000 to move all my stuff back.
Well, I didn't think of that.
Damn it. Why? You needed me, your agent.
I did need somebody there to say. I just feel, I'm not like that. I don't think like, you should rescue me. Mm. Since I took the job, I moved, I'm here. I rolled the dice. I lost. Snake eyes or whatever thing is a loser roll. What's a bad roll? Snake eyes? Oh, seven. Seven!
I want to roll a seven.
Fudge. All right, I'm going home. Or to the Bay Area. What?
Nothing. I'm just trying to decide if seven's bad or not. I really don't know.
Both of us need to look things up. We'll be back, everyone.
We're going to play a game.
Oh, all right.
And then we're going to split for this hump day. All right. Today we're going to play a game called... K-pop or not. I'm going to give you three bands, K-pop bands, and you're going to tell me which one of them is not real. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You ready, Bobby?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, here we go. Which one of these three is a fake K-pop group? There are kids out there right now going, I'm going to ace this. 17, TXT, which means tomorrow, X, together. 4play. 17, TXT, or 4play, F-O-U-R-P-L-A-Y. Which one of these is fake? 17, TXT, or 4play? Bob, go first.
4play.
What's the first one?
17.
That one.
4play is the correct answer.
Fudge.
By the way, Bob comes to the table here with 2 points, and you have 1 point. So now it's 1-2-3-1. All right. Next up. Le Sserafim, a tease, or Tangerine 7. Which one of those is a made-up K-pop name? Le Sserafim, a tease, or Tangerine 7. Vinny, you're first.
Tangerine 7.
The first one.
Le Seraphim?
Yes.
Nope, that one's real. That is an anagram of I'm fearless. Tangerine 7 is the correct answer. Vincenzo, no! You have 2 points. Bob's got 3. Round 3. Blackpink. Cherry Bullet. Sugar Bomb. Which one is fake? Blackpink, Cherry Bullet, or Sugar Bomb?
Cherry Bullet.
Cherry Bullet.
Sugar Bomb! Yeah.
I've seen Blackpink. I saw them at Coachella a few years ago.
I tried to slip that one in because I'm like, you gotta give it to somebody, you know.
Come on.
Name me a song, though.
No.
Okay.
I don't feel like it.
Next up. N-Hyphen. Boys Planet. Stray Kids. N-Hyphen. Boys Planet. Stray Kids.
Is hyphen spelled out or is it a dash?
E-N-H-Y-P-E-N. N-Hyphen. N-Hyphen.
Oh, you weren't even saying it.
You're right.
What are you doing to us?
N-Hyphen. Boys Planet or Stray Kids. Which one of those is fake?
N-Hyphen.
The boys one.
Boys Planet?
Yeah.
That is correct.
That's not real?
Boys Planet is a fake one.
That does sound kind of lame.
And the final round.
Boys Planet.
Everglow. Lunaris. Or Itzy?
Itzy.
Itzy.
Lunaris. Sorry, you both lose. Well, you both lose that one, but Bob has won the game. Bob! What's my name?
Oh, I hear it. Oh.
Play it again in full. Right. No? We didn't get to hear the beginning. What's my name? There we go. My name is Bob.
Look at her playing stuff over there.
I know. Yeah,
amazing.
Right. Thanks for listening to the show today. Stay here at Alice all day long. Mason and Jane both have tickets to Outside Lands. And Jane, it's Jane. She's got the Napa Valley Wine Train and the River Terrace Inn tickets.
To just close out, it's the Nectar Tri-Comfort Cooling Bed Pillow. It's
how
like
spell
50
nectar?
Bucks. Nectar.
N-E-C-T-A-R.
Yeah, A-R. It's a good pillow.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to love it. You know how those are highly personal?
They really
I can't
are.
Say.
I'll
this
try
This is
it.
Not a paid ad. It's just something that we got at my house. The end.
All right.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.